When Jeffrey Simon Kavitz preaches at his Unitarian Universalist Church, he's often accompanied by music, but it's not the music you would expect. The minister has been a fan of Bruce Springsteen since the beginning of the boss's career. But now Jeffrey Simon Kavitz has managed to combine his theological training with his love of Springsteen's music. His new book is The Gospel According to Bruce Springsteen, and Jeffrey Simon Kavitz joins us from the studios of WGBH in Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, and I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Was there an aha moment when you realized that Springsteen's music offered more than just good rock and roll?
There have been numerous ones over the course of 35 years now, almost. Probably from the first time I heard him, which was at my wife's senior prom. He's always had this amazing ability to be there when I needed a song to get me through a particular milestone in my life.
Let's start with his Born to Run recording, and in particular, the last moments of the last song on the album, and that's Jungle Land. I want to ask you, first of all, what's the spiritual theme in this song, and what about that scream at the end?
That scream is something. I always wonder why I wrote the book and why I don't just tell people go out and listen to Springsteen, because that would probably be enough. The significance of Jungle Land, I think, is that it's really an epic song. In the end, in Jungle Land, the good guys lose. And that scream is like the exhaustion and the pain of just living life in this world sometimes, which really gets us down and which is really painful and exhausting.
What is it about his music, then, that you think lends itself to theological interpretation? I mean, did you end up going through the whole discography and parsing the lyrics?
I do a lot of parsing all the time. And he's easy to parse because he'll throw in a song that just looks like a little love ditty someplace. He'll have a line about redemption or faith, hope, and love, and they'll just happen to be faith, hope, and love together. And you know it's not an accident if he puts the three of them together like that.
Did you find one theme that appears over and over again in his music?
I think there are several. I think hope is never far from the surface in his music, and it's not a pie-in-the-sky Pollyanna kind of easy optimism hope. He presents life as it is, life in all its grit and all its pain and all its complication and dirtiness, really. But despair is never given the last word. There's always hope at the end of the song.
But given the theme of celebrating life, hope for the future, do you think
absolutely
Promised Land from his album Darkness on the Edge of Town would be a good example of that?
Promised Land's a wonderful idea. It's just it could be an any man kind of song. Another thing I think Springsteen does is he reminds us that we all have stories. All of us in the course of our lives in this world live an epic. We live the full five acts. I think Springsteen just helps us to be better people.
In your book, you write about how Springsteen's music creates community, similar in the way that religion creates community. What do you mean by that?
There's a wonderful Springsteen community. It's like any family or like any religion. Any church doesn't always get along with one another, and people don't always agree with one another. His music is a bond for many of us. And I mean, going to a Springsteen concert is more like going to church than any church really is, because it enlivens the whole body and the whole soul, as well as just having somebody like talk at you all the time and whatever happens in church.
I want to play an excerpt from one song that appears on his recording, The Rising. It's called Mary's Place. Let it rain, 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 let it rain. Meet me at Mary's Place. We're going to have a party. That's probably the most rockin' song on the album, The Rising. And I
certainly on The Rising.
Yeah,
yes.
And I have to admit, when I heard it, because sometimes I would hear religious references in some of his songs, I thought that perhaps Mary's Place was a metaphor for heaven.
That's a wonderful possibility, certainly. I see it as a metaphor for the church or the community of faith, you know, with the furniture out on the front porch and the shout from the crowd. But I spend a lot of time in churches, which could be why that I saw church imagery there.
The Rising was released after the tragedies of September 11th. Mm-hmm. And the title tune, The Rising, you refer to it as an Easter song. So can I assume the theme here is resurrection?
When I've heard Springsteen sing The Rising more recently, it has started to sound more and more like a song of insurrection rather than a song of resurrection.
The story that's being told is a firefighter, and he's praying as he stands before his own judgment. And after that, there's like a chorus. You write it out as Lee, Lee, Lee's.
The lie, lie, lies that come out, I think, in The Rising is that song of life, that hallelujah in the face of even this terrible. If we can picture somebody going into the World Trade Center and just, you know, knowing he's going to die when he sees the havoc that's there and all the terror and the fire and the blood and all that, must have been just awful scene. Yet in spite of that, what he hears at that point then is the lie, lie, lies. He hears the hallelujahs of a life that never ends.
I want to just move to his most recent recording, Magic. Mm-hmm. And this is the tune that begins the album. Radio Nowhere.
That's right.
What's the message here?
He wants real life burgeoning forth. He wants just a genuine kind of explosion of creativity, a genuine explosion of music.
You're not preaching this summer. You'll resume in the fall. But are there boss tunes you plan to use in your sermons in the future?
I do a lot of Springsteen in my sermons. I probably do too much Springsteen in my sermons. And I've said it before numerous times. I think my congregation, my little congregation in Stoughton, Massachusetts, is overjoyed that I wrote this book because I have other people to talk to now about this particular subject because they've sort of gotten Springsteened out over the last 15 years. I'll wait till a new album comes out, and then we'll deal with it then, and they'll have something to look forward to.
Jeffrey Simon-Kavitz is a Unitarian Universalist minister. His new book is called The Gospel According to Bruce Springsteen, Rock and Redemption from Asbury Park to Magic. He joined us from the studios of WGBH in Boston. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I've enjoyed it. Thanks very much.